Hi, this is Jeff Lozardo, UpRidge's Oracle Practice Leader. And I just want to take a couple of minutes today to talk about Oracle's recent Q2 earnings call and some of the comments that were mentioned in there. So one of the things I felt was kind of interesting here is that they are seeing growth. If you recall SAP a few months ago, they were the ones that really had to revise their estimates quite a bit downward. And it seems like the rest of the cloud world, a lot of these SaaS providers are doing quite well. And we're certainly starting to see that shift too as it relates to COVID. I think organizations are realizing they need to be much more agile and flexible, and investments seem to be picking up. We're certainly hearing a lot more in the market from our clients and prospects in looking at making new investments, not only now, but certainly going into 2021. So it is interesting to see that Oracle is doing well as far as they're seeing better performance. Again, their cloud represents such a small portion of their overall business as that's continuing to shift. So they're getting large increases year over year, quarter over quarter, but still small overall growth. And that's part of a shift that's going on with Oracle, with having like on-prem licenses before where you'd get all that revenue up front. For example, Larry Ellison talked about Exadata, whereas now they kind of, they give the box for free, but then they charge a subscription for it. So it takes time to earn that money, but it becomes much more profitable longer term. So we are kind of seeing that with Oracle, and the numbers kind of look that way as far as how their recurring revenue is now roughly about 73% of their total company revenue. So they're definitely making that shift. I thought one of the interesting comments that Larry Ellison had was the fact that this quarter could have been even much better for Oracle, but for some capacity restraints that they had. So they tend to take a very aggressive look, and they have to build out their different data centers, et cetera. And one of the challenges they had is trying to line that up with demand and their demand forecasting. And they said just the demand was much higher than their even aggressive estimates of what it would be. And a lot of this, comes down to, for example, like Autonomous Database and expanding capacity, right? So the consumption tends to be really growing with those products. Once customers sign up for them and start using them, they start adding more and more. So that's where they're seeing quite a bit of growth, which is very interesting. And they're certainly saying they're seeing it on the ERP side. I think one of the key things, though, that was kind of interesting is Larry again mentioned the fact that in coming months, we're going to see some of the key SAP customers that he's been talking about signing with Oracle. I think that's really the key piece there. We really need to see if that's going to happen. He's been proclaiming this now for probably close to a year. Again, obviously, with this past year was some unexpected circumstances that arise, but I think that's going to be a key part for Oracle, right? They really need to start showing some of these large customers, especially if they're taking market share from SAP in that regard, that organizations that are on-premise SAP, that they're starting to look and say, you know what, we want to go to cloud, and we're looking at a full ERP suite as well as cloud solutions in other areas of the business, such as customer experience, supply chain, et cetera. So if Oracle is able to start winning some of those deals, I think that's going to make a huge difference. And I do kind of see Oracle really ramping up for a big Q3 and Q4 coming up here as organizations are really starting to spend more money in these areas and making these investments. But what that means for customers, if you're considering Oracle, what I think is it means a couple of things. Is one, we're starting to see how Oracle is really taking into the whole or buying into the whole land and expand approach. And it does tend to be working with capacity restraints that they have and needing to add capacity to meet client demand. I think that's a key part. Two, Oracle's going to do a very good job of maintaining their different pillars and only discounting and providing good deals based on what you're spending per pillar and not looking at holistically. And that poses a problem for customers, right? Because if you sign up for one of those areas, that's where you're going to have the most leverage. So you really need to be careful as far as how you sequence your purchasing and what you commit to Oracle and how you maximize your negotiation leverage to get as much protection as possible. Because again, some of these organizations, these clients, I believe, are not getting the best pricing, and certainly for deals that we see after the fact, they're not getting very good deals after the fact. So maybe if their initial purchase, it's highly competitive, but then when they need to start expanding into other areas, that's where they don't have the price protections, and that's where Oracle's being opportunistic in charging or not providing the same level of discounting. So my comment for customers there is if you are looking at Oracle, if they're in consideration, one, certainly if you can do a competitive bid, that's going to give you a great amount of leverage. But two, I think the key part is you really have to look at it holistically and long-term. Don't just look at an oracle's pillars. You've got to make them break the pillars out and get above that. I'm starting to see more with Oracle, or hearing from people internally, that Oracle is trying to turn around kind of its perception in the market, at least from the salespeople are. I think it's a cultural thing that needs to change as far as getting the support, the relationship development that Oracle needs to do. But I am starting to see some signs of Oracle trying to do that and reaching out more and making more of an effort to do so. So I think that bodes well for customers. So overall, my comment would be, if you are looking at Oracle in the next 6 months or so, and I do expect Oracle is going to make a hard push for any business that it thinks can achieve out there, I think if you do that, the key thing is going to be to use your relationship development and really understand not only what your roadmap looks like for the next 12 or 24 months, but really beyond that, 36 to 60 months if possible, and factor that into your negotiations.